Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer for this afternoon's show, A Parenting and Family Reconstructing Learning Lab. Our program is designed to provide our listening audience with an interactive conversation on effective parenting. This particular episode will focus on developing leadership skills in children. Listeners are invited to bring questions as well as share their parenting experience to the Learning Lab. With that, I bring to you the host and producer of this afternoon's show, Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak, Mark.
Alaikum assalam and Ramadan Mubarak to you, Rashid Salam, and to you, Dr. Patricia Slaudin, and to our very astute listeners of IWDM Radio listening audience. As always, I like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa shahadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. That is, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian, protector, evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worship except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed 1,444 years ago in this blessed month of Ramadan, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger. And what follows in the excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host, facilitator, producer, along with Dr. Patricia Slaudin of the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. That's heard each and every Wednesday evening here on IWDM Radio. And for those who are tuning in for the first time, this is the finale on the theme that we've had throughout the month of Ramadan, and looking at how Ramadan has a positive effect in terms of helping to reconstruct a destructive family life. And this is about our fourth in the series of that. A lot of great information and education has been disseminated over these past few weeks as this blessed month of Ramadan is fast coming to an end. Matter of fact, we'd just like to say to you that tonight you'll be experiencing the 29th night. Tonight, the 29th night. And the 29th day will be tomorrow in fasting in the month of Ramadan. However, tomorrow night, Thursday night, will be the 30th night. And this is when they will take a look to see if the new Hilal being the new moon, and this has been reported to me and others, there's a strong possibility that the new Hilal, the new moon, will be sighted tomorrow night, the 30th night in this blessed month of Ramadan. And if, in fact, that is the case, that means that the new month, Shawwal, will be coming in and Ramadan will end. And that also means that Friday, it will be Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr, and it will be on the day of Salatu Jummah. So just keep that in mind. And so that's how you learn whether or not it's going to be 29 days of fasting or 30 days of fasting. We have to wait till the 30th night. And if it was that the new moon, the Hilal, would not be sighted for the incoming month, then that would mean that we would have to fast the next day, which would be the 30th day, and then the following day would be Eid al-Fitr. Very, very, very easy and simplistic to know and understand. So therefore, that should eradicate, eliminate any confusion that we may have in trying to understand when Ramadan is actually over. But most of us, we really don't want to see Ramadan go because all the great benefits from this blessed month. And we're going to just bypass some of the things that we generally will say, but we do want to say that this learning lab, the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, has a foundation, and it's a very solid foundation. And that foundation is comprised of three sources, the first being Al-Quran. Al-Quran is the Quran, the final revelation that Almighty God has revealed to his last prophet, to the last prophet, and his Rasul, messenger of Allah. And that is the demonstration of the Quran in his lifetime. That's the second source. And the third source is the tafsir, the clear explanation by our very learned Imam, Waqfuddin Muhammad. Those are the three sources that make the foundation for this learning lab, the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, as well as the Sister Learning Lab, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. So we want you to know that, and we do also want you to know that we've given a very simplistic and a very profound definition when it comes to parenting. We simply say parenting is the process of nurturing and cultivating not only the physical, but the moral, the emotional, the rational, the intellectual, the social, and the spiritual development of our children from infanthood to adulthood. This is a big role and responsibility that we have as parents, and we want to dismiss that misnomer, that misconception and misperception, that this is the role and responsibility of the mother only. No, Allah is the one that institutes the sacred institution of family life, and that is comprised of both mother and father having a joint responsibility for nurturing and cultivating these vital components that make up the holistic human being. We'll stop there because traditionally we always have somewhat of an overview, and tonight's episode may reflect that somewhat, some of the things that we've talked about over the past weeks that I think probably noteworthy. And we did ask that last week, those of you who tuned in, and even those of you who may not have tuned in, we do ask for your participation. How have you seen Ramadan benefit the family life 2023? We would love for you to share. Dr. Salahuddin would love to hear from you. And we ask that you do press 1 and just share the benefits in this blessed month of Ramadan with us. And we'll also be talking a little bit about what took place probably this Monday, the 27th night, and many of the masajids and Islamic centers across the country, and especially in association with Imam W.D. Muhammad in Laila Taqadr, also known as the Night of Power. I like to say the Night of Empowerment. And the culmination of this blessed month of Ramadan, which ends up with a celebration that is called Eid al-Fitr. So we got a lot on the plate today. And to help me, you understand, with this serving and this finale on how Ramadan has positively affected the reconstruction of destructive family life, my partner is always Dr. Patricia Salahuddin. Assalamu alaikum. Wa Ramadan Mubarak to you, Dr. Salahuddin.
Wa alaikum assalam, Baramak, and Ramadan Mubarak to you. How are you this evening? Or this afternoon?
Yes. Yeah, afternoon. Next week it'll be evening. So yeah. I know we're so used to being on in the evening, but praise be to Allah that we do have a presence here in this blessed month of Ramadan. I am so fired up. I just can't wait to get started. I tell you, this has been a wonderful Ramadan. I have to say that it has been the best one. And each year, that is my dua, you know, that each year that it gets better and better and better and better. And I pray Allah that the same for you and all of our listeners, nationally, internationally, listening, Muslims around the world that's observing this blessed month of Ramadan, that you, as it comes to an end, that you have experienced the best Ramadan. And as you know, my theme is, you know, while we're fasting in the month of Ramadan, we should be feasting on the Quran. And I can't think of you having a better Ramadan than while you're fasting in the month of Ramadan, feasting on the Quran. You can't get any better than that, Dr. Salahuddin.
That is so true. The feasting on the, and I really love that phrase, feasting on the Quran. The stomach is empty, but the mind is filled with the words of Allah, and then we're processing that, and inshallah, we'll make it a part of our lives going forward. So it's been really, echo your words. It's been a wonderful Ramadan, and we've really benefited from it. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, Dr. Salahuddin, as we get into this finale, I call it a finale for this year, 2023, Ramadan, 2023 this year, and we've covered quite a bit in terms of, I think, the positive influences, a positive impact that it can actually have on really reconstructing the family life, and that is, you know, for Muslims, for the mukmin, for the believer. It's not to say that the family life, this is a sacred institution, was not already solid or was not already good, but I see that the positive effect just makes the family more cohesive, more of a bonding, if you will, in terms of the family, that actually are trying to the best of their ability to adhere to God's word, the parameters that have been set in terms of the willing obedience and the commitment to make the fast, if in fact that those things that become excused by Allah from actually fasting in the month of Ramadan, but still getting our reading and feeding in from the Quran. And as you well know, we've actually had the conversation in terms of even those who may be ill, either temporary or even permanently, or traveling, there is an alternative if we choose to use that, or we can make these days up later in that regard. So it's all good, but the fast goes a little bit deeper in terms of even our five senses. We've discussed that in terms of our five senses being on fast, too. You know, we shared some of the insights of Imam W.D. Muhammad in terms of talking about the seven gates. The seven gates, this is in Revelation, the seven gates that can actually take us to the Gehenna, the hell fire, or the Jannah, to the paradise. All of this is so very, very important that when we look at the benefits that it's more than just abstaining from food, drink, and conjugal relations with those who have legal spouses and all. It's far deeper than just that. That's one aspect of it. And, of course, we should be committed to doing that because Allah wants us in the end to be more consciously regardful of Him. And as a result of that, the byproduct that's in the Quran, in Yusuf Ali, Tatakun, which is a derivative of the word taqwa, that we may learn more self-control, self-management, self-discipline, and self-restraint. It becomes a byproduct of being more conscious, regardful of Allah. And once again, we're the beneficiaries of that. So just in my opening statement, Dr. Salahuddin, is just some of the things that may come to your mind and some of the things that we may have said that have been noteworthy. It's just noteworthy that you might would like to take a few minutes to talk about, and especially when it comes to engaging our children in this blessed month of Ramadan. For those who may not have tuned in and caught every episode and what, you know, and, of course, you can always get that information how they can go back. You know, everything is archived here on IWDM Radio, so nothing is lost. And we say alhamdulillah, the praise and thanks belongs to God for having that as a resource. So at this time, I turn it over to you, Dr. Patricia Salahuddin, and always good to hear your voice each and every Wednesday. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah. The month of Ramadan is an excellent time for parents to regroup, to go look at what they would like to make better, the habits that they would like to, good habits that they would like to implement and make them a part of their everyday lives. So that's the time to start reflecting, and because here you have a whole 30 days to practice those good habits that you want to develop, and then also help your children develop good habits. And this, for example, whatever, if a parent finds that they, if parents find that they are maybe a little bit too impatient, or maybe life is just too stressful, maybe that's the time that we can look at what's making our lives stressful and work to eliminate those things from your life, or either make adjustments in them, the way you handle them. Maybe your schedule is extremely busy, so you're running around, the children are running around, and everybody is stressed out. So here's a time to take reevaluate. Well, what are we doing that we could do differently that would reduce the amount of stress on us? Because, and I'm using this word stress because this is what we hear a lot. Oh, we're stressed. The children are stressed. The parents are stressed. The teachers are stressed. Everybody's stressed. Okay, that sounds like something that we're doing to ourselves. You know, and it is. It's something that we are pushed in a certain way that we have to do this. And so, and you have to do it at this time. So then it becomes stressful. Well, if it becomes stressful, then maybe that's not the time that you should be doing it, or maybe that's not what you should be doing, or maybe you should just, calm down, take a deep breath, take a look at what you're doing, and make some adjustments in it. So that's the time. And the children, if you're stressing them out, you're not doing them any good. So parents should take a look at what we're doing in our schedules. And on Ramadan, you can always say, it's Ramadan, we're not going to do that. Or it's Ramadan, we're going to do it this way. You can use Ramadan as a way of getting yourself in order. And so it's Ramadan. Let's take a look at this. We're going to have suhoor in the morning, all right, and we're going to plan it in advance so we'll know what everyone's going to so we'll have the food here, and we won't have to scramble for anything. We'll have the food, and we're going to do it this way. Make a plan. Plan it out. And then you get that, you have your sahur in the morning, or your breakfast in the morning, and then if you plan the rest of your day. In the evening, you decide, okay, well, you know what? We may not be able to do all of the activities that we do during the regular time. Maybe you can curtail some of those activities and plan them in such a way that you're able to make your prayers, to do your iftar, and if you want to do your iftar at home, you do your iftar at home, and you plan those meals out. Plan them out in advance so you won't be stressed. We want to eliminate that word from our vocabulary. We want to eliminate that word from our lives. So you want to plan your iftar out. And if your iftar, your plan is to go to the masjid to do iftar, then that's all very good. You know, go to the masjid to do iftar. But if that's not easy, for you, if that will stress you, then don't do that. Plan your iftar at home. And then, of course, your prayers. You want to make sure you get your prayers in. Now, this is where your blessings come in. So you want to make sure you get those prayers in. So your Maghrib prayer, your evening prayer, you want to get those in, and your Isha prayer, you want to get those in. You may not be able to do Tarawih prayer. If you have younger children or if you have, you know, if your schedule doesn't allow, you may not be able to do that at the masjid. And maybe if you have enough people at home or you can do it at home with your family, then do that. This is a wonderful time to give yourself that breather, and if you can negotiate with your boss, or if you have a business, you can control your hours at your business, then do that. I remember during one of the iftars we were talking at our masjid. We have people coming in that you never see before. They come in for Ramadan. They're probably doing it. Well, iftar, yes, but iftar. They come in and they, you know, so we get to meet a lot of different people. We get people from Bangladesh. We get people from Indonesia. We get people from Africa, different African countries, Mali. I met someone from Mali for the first time. I never met anybody in America from Mali. I told them, you guys stay at home. You guys don't come here that often in America. She laughed. Senegal, different places like that, Sudanese, Sudan, Ethiopia. These are the people who come to our masjid. We were sitting at the table with one young lady, and she moved down here from somewhere. I don't know. I forgot what city, the state she came from. But she moved to Miami. She said she liked Miami, but she came with one company, and they would not cooperate with her in during the month of Ramadan when she was, you know, trying to get some modification in her schedule for the month of Ramadan, and they wouldn't work with her. She says, "I just changed companies." You know, so if you can negotiate with your business or your company that you're working for, to let them know you're doing the month of Ramadan and you would like to have some modification in your schedule, then maybe you know they can work with you on that. So you want to make sure that you are doing things that will make things a little bit easier for you during the month of Ramadan, because Allah did not give us Ramadan to stress us out. He gave us Ramadan so we can learn, get closer to Him. And so if we're working all of the time, or if we're just in doing things that's not going to get us closer to Him, we may need to reevaluate that. The children are watching, and I'm saying all of this referring to the parents, but the children are watching. We are their models. So if we're making changes and making some modifications in our schedule to accommodate our getting closer to Allah, then they will do the same thing. And we encourage them to do that, and they will see that this is what we do. This is Ramadan. We do this during the month of Ramadan. So, yeah, these are the things that I think that parents should do during the month of Ramadan.
Yes, I want to say takbir, Allahu Akbar, and for those who don't know, that's glorifying Allah, saying that God is greater, bigger, and more important. I want to say alhamdulillah, and that simply means that the praise and the thanks, it belongs to Allah. That's excellent, Dr. Salahuddin. I really was enjoying what you were saying and following and listening very attentively to what you're saying. And I think that today's society, you know, it just seemed like everything becomes stressful. And, you know, reading the Quran, Allah says in the Quran that he doesn't place a burden on any soul that it can't bear. So if, in fact, we feel that we have a burdensome life that has produced stress in our life, then it is our own doing. It's not Allah's doing. And so this, as you so eloquently articulated, the goal is to get closer to your Lord and Creator. And I think that this has to be communicated to the family, and particularly our children, both that's the mother and father's role and responsibility for disseminating that information, education, in regards to the actual goal. And that means that we have to be obedient servants and follow what it is that Allah is setting as parameters for us, and actually what keeps our fast intact and how our fast can actually be broken. And like I say, that the self-control, the self-restraint, the self-discipline, it is an excellent byproduct of getting closer in terms of being more obedient to God's word, will, and way that he wants us to live. And, of course, in previous episodes here on this theme, of course, it also is Dr. Salahuddin was disseminating that information, it changes the culture. We do things in this blessing of month of Ramadan that we wouldn't do in other months. And actually, there's a bonding. There's and if your family is close, it just brings the family closer. And if your family is not close, this is an opportunity to get close. These are benefits in terms of actually having more than one meal together, if in fact that's actually happening. This blessed month of Ramadan, there's so many great benefits. The communication, last week we talked about the importance of the communication, how the communication can actually be better in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because we're more conscious and regardful of our Lord and Creator, of what God's word is, what God's will is, and what God's way is, in terms of how we speak to each other and not getting into arguments and all that sometimes leads to yelling or screaming or saying things that are regrettable that we have to ultimately wind up apologizing for. So being God conscious and conscious regardful of God actually helped to put us in a state of mind of willing obedience. And while we're fasting, we're actually feeding it. We're actually being fed in what is that we have read at that particular day. And there's a diversity, which makes it like a feast. And when you start to reading the Quran, Allah says this, and you say, oh, my God, that captures your attention. And you just read the next ayat. Then there's more. And then there's more. Then it leads to something else. You just say, oh, my God, I actually have seen Dr. Salahuddin, and I have experienced it myself when I could actually read. I haven't always not been able to read. That it can, that God's word is such a substantive word and has so much in terms of value and benefit, sometimes you have to just put the Quran down.
Mm-hmm.
That what it is that you have read to marinate, if you will,
mm-hmm. Yes,
in your mind. So you try to the best of your ability to, as you ingest it, take it in, that you be able to digest it, understand it. And also, it should lead to a better character, a better person. There's no way that any of us as believers can go into this blessed month of Ramadan, fasting in the month of Ramadan, while feasting on the Quran, and then come out the same as we were when we went in. Well,
right.
If you're the same and you got bad habits that you had before you went in, now you coming out, and we'll be out of Ramadan in just a couple of days here, then you have to assess yourself and your family also. You should come out a better person, you see.
Right.
And so we do make dua, and we should make dua every day in asking Allah to accept our fast in this blessed month of Ramadan, and that it would be the best Ramadan. And being the best is how well we are as an obedient servant in terms of serving and adhering to God's word, his will that's embodied in his word, and the way it is that Allah wants us to live. I think it's such a beautiful thing, and I oftentimes just imagine, not the whole country, but just the city. What if the city of Miami or the city of St. Louis? Just imagine your own locale where you live. Just imagine if the whole city or the municipality where you live, everybody observed this blessed month of Ramadan. It would change the social dynamic. The news report would change. There would be no report of burglaries, of robbing and stealing, of rape, or homicides and killing, suicides, taking your own life. Just look how this can be so impactful, not only in the sacred institution of marriage and family life, but how it could actually be impactful in terms of neighborhood, community, human society. This is a prescription that's been prescribed and inscribed upon the very nature of the human being, the inclination to want to do right, to want to have the purity of the original nature stay intact, the innocence that comes along with the original nature for it to stay intact. Well, this is an excellent opportunity. I want to say to our radio listening audience, if you just tuned in, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you listen to a special edition here on IWDM Radio, Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaudin and Mark Shaheed. And it's a special edition because all through this blessed month of Ramadan, it has been centered the positive effect that Ramadan can have on reconstructing the destructive family life. And we're just highlighting some of the things that we've talked about in previous weeks and previous episodes here. We'd like to hear from you, and we are aware of the fact that many of you listen in by way of the Internet. For you to take part in this dialogue, and Dr. Slaudin and I would love to hear, if it's no more than how your Ramadan has been going and the benefits that you receive. And I know, come on, dear believers, if you've been fasting, I'm hoping that you're not one to say, oh, I can't wait till this is over with. I haven't received any blessings. We'd like to hear from you because, hey, you should have received some blessings and some benefits that have come as a result of that. So, you know, we just read the other day in the Jews, Surah 55, which of your favorites or which of your blessings will you deny? We'd like to hear from you, and you can do that by pressing 1. And those of you listening by way of the Internet, you do have to call into the studio, 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. Please call in and press 1. And our very esteemed Rashid Salam, who's engineering tonight's production here, he will notify me that you have your hand in the air. You either want to ask a question or you want to make a comment or you just want to share something in terms of your own Ramadan, your personal benefits that you have been blessed with. We would love to hear from you. Please press 1 at this time. And before we talk a little bit about what most of us may have already observed in the last 10 days, later Takata, that's known as the night of power, or I'd like to say the night of empowerment and all, and maybe talk a little something about how this all concludes with a celebration, Eid al-Fitr. So with that being said, before I go back to Dr. Patricia Slaw-Dean to get some more commentary from her, we both would like to hear from you, our astute radio listening audience. Share with us in terms of your Ramadan and how you benefit from it. Which of your favorites can you deny? We should be able to say, like they used to say in that old Baptist church, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. That's how powerful it should be. And so we go to Rashid Salam, distinguished engineer, and I know Rashid Salam has always got something to share. And so, Rashid Salam, we got any hands in the air?
Like, it just don't care. It's in the air.
You know, well, we want to change that. They got their hands in the air because they do care.
You know, that song, I remember that song like yesterday, brother. I tell you, that was a serious song they were singing. I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I just can't keep it.
But I couldn't keep it. In the choir, you have a lead singer. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but the choir said, couldn't keep it to myself. Oh, no.
Well, we gotta
so you can see I have a Baptist background. My whole family was Baptist. But those little hymns, I remember those songs and hymns. And you know what? Just to say, you know, a lot of them had some very substantive information. But it ended up saying what the Lord has done for me, but what the Lord has done. So we know now who the Lord is. We call the Lord Rabbil Alamin, the Lord of all the natural world. That's Allah. Allah is the Lord. He is the Rab. So he's done much for us. So how can you keep it to yourself? We want to hear from you, Dr. Slaw-Dean and myself. Rashid Salam, any hands in there?
Yes, sir. We do have one hand raised. Well, we have 773-449. Please state your name. Show us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamualaikum. Shahid, Ramadan Mubarak. I always enjoy listening to these programs because I listen with not just for what's been said, but what's for me as well, so that I can share and exemplify it in my character. Thank you, husband, and Dr. Salahuddin. And it was some great points made, and one was Sister Salahuddin was saying in reference to eliminating the word stress out of our life, you know. And that meant so much to me because a lot of times I don't be as composed as I would like to be composed, but it was just something about the way she was saying eliminating stress. I got it. I really got it. And then she was speaking about making a plan, and that's important too, and setting your goals. You know, that's important too, because sometimes we just haphazardly do things and we expect certain results, but if we're not putting in the proper ingredients to get the best results or bring it to a logical conclusion, we do come up with just anything, and that's not how we're supposed to live our life. Allah has created a pattern for us in his provisions, his will, his way. And that's what we should follow to get the best results. And so just out of the short time that we've been on today, it just brings so much solidification to my soul and being examples, especially when we talk about our children, because they watch us, and, you know, and they, you know, sometimes we underestimate the perception of children. And a lot of times they'll come back and question us when they see that things are not really the way that it should be, you know. And we are sometimes parents, we get maybe a little intimidated. But you have to admit when children do speak the truth about what they perceive, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I've gained so much of this Ramadan, and there's no favors of Allah that I could deny. And even as recently being on the program with Brother Rashid and Brother Shahid yesterday in reference to your help, I was so empowered, you know, because they had gave me so much information. And it was like Allah was really, I know the conversation was for more than just myself, but it was just tailor-made for me at that particular time, because I got so much as far as taking care of my well-being and my health. So that was a gift to me for this Ramadan. There were several others, but that one meant really the most to me, because if we can't be a healthy body temple that Allah intended for us to be, how can we function otherwise in a healthy way? And I appreciate these programs, and I appreciate, you know, having an opportunity to be a part of them. So, assalamu alaikum.
Salam, Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you, dear heart. That's very well said. Alhamdulillah. That's what we want to hear, you know, from our listeners. We really appreciate that. Dr. Press one as you go out, Amir. Anything you'd like to say to that, Dr. Salahuddin?
Well, I'd just like to say to Sister Amira that we learned a lot, too, Sister Amira, from you. And thank you for sharing. Because it is a blessing to hear from our listeners. And we're all in this together. So, alhamdulillah.
Right.
Thank you for sharing.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, I say ditto to that. We all learn from each other. And even the experiences that we have and share, it's a learning experience and everybody should have something to say. There's no, you know, in my studies, just if you ever get time, just study fast and fasting and look at its history. You know, everything has a history. And study why people fast and the various reasons for fasting and the various types of fasting and all. And then look at the fast that Allah has given to us as a prescription, and then make your own evaluation, your own assessment, how valuable, how beneficial this fast is as Allah has prescribed it. And you didn't get this from your holistic guru, or you didn't get this from your doctor, or what. This is a fast that's been tried and proven to get the results in the human being that Almighty God, Allah, wants us to come to a conclusion in regards to His word, His way, and His will for us. And I think that's so valuable. Rashid Salam, any other hands in the air? Raise their hand. I know you got your hand in the air. I can feel the
both
vibes.
Both my hands in the air. You talking about both my hands in the air.
I know your hand is in the air, Rashid. Don't play. Without delay. It's okay. To say that you said you weren't going to tell nobody. But
hey,
if it's been as empowering, as we said later, Takata, the night of power, but if it has been an empowering experience in this fasting the month of Ramadan, while you've been reading and feeding and feasting on the Quran,
there's
nowhere on God's green earth, Rashid Salam, that you wouldn't have anything to say. So I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Okay, you want to take up that other hour you got on your program?
We're not gonna do that. Dr. Patricia Salam D like that. That's the reason for coming on early. I know we have a great spirit. If we went over a few minutes, Dr. Salam D, I don't think she would mind that. But just give us something. Please give us something kind of succinct and concise, if you will.
Oh, you know, very, very, alhamdulillah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, Mark, this was so special to me, and I don't know how to really explain the many, many benefits that I got. But the two things that I recognized, and they're such powerful things, one of them was getting back to the original parents. Okay, now that got me right there. So what is the ritual pattern? It's the blueprint for human development. It's the blueprint on how to reconstruct what has already, we had to demolish all those things that we had to do that were wrong and out of pocket. So this construction, this remedy, which Ramadan means as well, created for me an opportunity to basically take my personal life to a renewed level and make it the real point that got me, Mark, as I was thinking about, you know, the construction, I'm teaching these kids in the construction class, and I asked them the question. I said, what is the definition of the word corporation? And nobody knew. And that definition is a person. You know, so as we begin to reconstruct this corporation that we do have, we have to do a business plan, just like a company doesn't do a business plan. Well, we got the blueprint for the business plan. So you develop your personal design. It gives us the time management piece to redesign and put yourself in a situation. If you follow the guidelines, if you do what it says, you have a beautiful building at the end of this construction. And the thing, one more little thing, we're going to say this. Man, I really appreciate a minute, Mark. What a minute is. You know, the poem came back to me, I only have a minute. But, 60 seconds in it, forced on me. Can't refuse it. Didn't seek it. Didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it.
I love
this minute.
And we want to say that the late, great Benjamin Mays, and the first time I heard it, I had to commit it to memory, because it epitomizes, it amplifies the substantive value of the minute and how important that minute is in our life. It is an eternity. Yes.
That's what I got, Mark. I really can appreciate 1 minute. Because when you started talking, I timed you. You said a whole lot of stuff in that minute. So it was confirmation that, it's powerful. It's potent. And if we just use it under that, we'll do more. It'll get us to this point where, do I do a particular thing? Because you know what, Mark? It gives you an opportunity to really have patience and perseverance, understanding, and you're able to appreciate other people more when they're speaking. So I just wanted to say that part. That's what it did for me, my brother.
Well, alhamdulillah, I'm glad that you did, and I'm glad that you, was able to tell somebody what the Lord has done for you.
I'm quite sure Dr. Lord cannot ride, okay?
yes, sir, alhamdulillah. So, Dr. Salahuddin, let's flip the script here. As you know, Rashid Salam was talking about the significance of the minute, and we have a few minutes still left, and we want to do something, talk a little bit about Laila Taqadr, the night of power is often talked about, of power. And really, to be quite honest, Dr. Salahuddin, as you well know, that this is called a blessed month. And let's be clear here, radio listener, on it. It's a blessed month because this is the month, the ninth month, and for those who don't know in scriptural language, but also Allah has showed us even in the fitra, the original nature, that nine is very significant, because this is when usually we can expect to see new life for human beings, the gestation, the maturation, and then the birth, with the baby being in the womb, generally speaking, for 9 months, new life. And we also can see that this month, on the Hijra calendar, it is always the ninth month. Now, of course, when we look at it, the calendar that we generally construct our lives by, the Gregorian calendar, it will be in every month, and in terms of a lifetime and the rotation of it, takes approximately 33 years. But Dr. Salahuddin, You know, this is the month in which the Quran was first revealed to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah says in the Quran that this was a month in which the Quran descended. It came down. It descended to the heart of the Prophet. It also brought guidance, what we call a huda, the guidance, and also a furqan, the criteria to be able to distinguish between right and wrong. These are the two features that Allah is revealing to us in the Quran, and most certainly that is a blessing that Allah just didn't create us and leave us. Share something with us, Dr. Flaudine, how you see that. This is how we really should see this being a blessed month, in addition to fasting, but also in terms of why this was sent down and descended to the heart of the Prophet. And also, Imam Muhammad say that it descended to the heart, but it ascended to the head in terms of intellect. And so we know from even Christian days, I think it's in Proverbs, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it descended to the heart, but it went to the head or to the intellect. And in that, it was shared with others, and it became the initiation, the motivation in terms of our relationship with our Lord and Creator, our relationship with our spouses, our relationship with our family, our relationship with our neighbors, our relationship with community life, our relationship with the world of humanity, and thus a model community was developed from that descending to the heart, but it went to the head in terms of the guidance for the human being. I wanted to say that. Dr. Salahuddin, please share with us, how do you see that in terms of later Takata, as we know, it's the night of power, but I'd like to say it's the night of empowerment, because look, what did it do for Prophet Muhammad, and then what did it do for the people of that time in terms of converting a whole peninsula, almost savage people living in the time of Jahiliyyah in darkness, and even in a historical context, the Dark Ages, where it brought enlightenment, the Renaissance. Dr. Salahuddin?
Mark, this is, alhamdulillah, this is just,
I know I said a lot now.
Yeah.
I don't expect to respond to all of that, just however you want to give it.
Okay. I'm trying to, yeah, it's amazing that, okay, let me back up. Allah made us, and then he gave us directions, because he made us, he knew what, he created us, so he knows exactly what our instructions should be for us to have a successful life.
Yes.
So those instructions came in the form of the Quran, and the instructions came down on that night. But we don't get them. We didn't get them all at, you know, we didn't get the whole. The instructions came down to that level.
That's
that
right.
On the night of Laylatul Qadr. And it was there for us. And so during that course of the 23 years of the Prophet's life, he would get, Gabriel would get portion from this book of Allah,
mm-hmm.
and he would give it to the Prophet as needed, as instructed by Allah. And
mm-hmm.
then we, as the Prophet got it, peace and blessings be upon him, as he received it, then we received it, or his companions received it. And
yes.
so these are our instructions on how to govern ourselves, how to live, how to treat each other, how to treat ourselves, how to treat our families. All of this is in that book of instructions.
Yes.
And this book of instructions, it came, when it came,
when this knowledge was sent down to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, for mankind, that knowledge enlightened the entire Arabian Peninsula, and through and brought the world out of darkness, destroying ignorance and superstition, and it was amazing now, because it was put on his heart, because you know the prophet peace and blessings be upon him was an unlettered prophet. He was
unschooled.
He wasn't taught by anybody but Allah. So.
Yes.
We get he was the greatest educator of all time, and he got that status by delivering that Quran to mankind, revelation that opened up the minds and hearts for those who listen and believe. The Quran changed the course of history and illuminated the world with knowledge. So we are so blessed, and it's no reason why we, can't be prosperous and can't be successful, because we have the words of Allah. So that's what I have to say.
Oh, boy, I just have to say, Takbir, Allahu Akbar. I have tears in my eyes just listening to how you articulated that. I mean, it's so beautiful. I mean, oh, what a great summation. What a great summation that it is that you've given, Dr. Slaudine, and you are 100% on point. Boy, I just pray Allah that we all get it. We all get it in terms. This is truly a blessing. It's a blessing to be a Muslim, to be a mu'min, a believer, and to know that, and to be thankful and to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul, his messenger, and delivering this message. Now we have an obligation, a responsibility to convey this message. I mean, first of all, practically apply it in our life, because we're going to get the best results. I mean, if you're not happy with the way your life is, try the Quran. You know, that might be a T-shirt right there. If you're not happy how your life is, try the Quran. Oh, boy. Mm. I mean, look, we have to sign off, we got to say something about the conclusion here. And, of course, you know, Dr. Slaudine, you know so very well, the conclusion will end very soon. It's reported that it's a strong possibility that the new Hilal will be sighted tomorrow night. Tonight is the 29th night. At sunset, it'll be the 29th night here in the continental USA. Tomorrow night would be the 30th night. One of the things we have to always understand about Ramadan, and as a matter of fact, all the months in the Hijra calendar, what they have in common, there always will be 30 nights, but they always won't be 30 days. So that's why we have to wait to see if the new Hilal is sighted. If it's sighted, Ramadan is over. The next month, the ensuing month, Shawwal is in. So when we look at that, and then we see that it ends, it is Eid al-Fitr. And we know that Eid, and some people say it, so we gotta get out of the habit of saying Eid. It's not Eid. Eid is a different word with a different connotation to it. It's Eid. Just imagine double E, long E in terms of your phonics back in the day. Eid al-Fitr. And Eid means a recurring happiness, which means that there once was a happiness that we had in the state that we were in. So the rest of that term, Eid al-Fitr, al means the Fitr means original nature. the original nature, a recurring happiness to the return of the original nature. And what is so important about this recurring happiness, because this is the state in which all human beings, the pattern that was born on, as Mary was talking about the pattern, that all was born on. We were all born on that pattern. And Allah gives it to us in the Quran in 30:30. This is the pattern of the whole of the natural creation. And Allah says, don't change it. Don't change it. That, keeping it intact, that is the religion. But most men, or it should be said, most minds understand it not. That is the religion. And we know from Imam Muhammad that the word religion is at its root. Religion means to realign. And we can actually say that nine is birth, new life, but actually this becomes a rebirth. Or it's like a Christian brothers and sisters say, you have to be born again. This is a rebirth for us. So we should come out the best Muslim, the best mu'min that we can possibly be. Talk about that a little bit from your perspective, and how important is that to really understand what it is in terms of this victory? This becomes a victory in terms of the mastery over our carnal nature, if you will, putting it in check. And while we're putting that in check, those things that are natural to us, they help us to stay away from those things that are unnatural. Dr. Salahuddin, I know I said a mouthful, but please share with us Eid al-Fitr and its insight.
Yeah, that's the time when we break the fast, we stop fasting, and we celebrate the rewards that this experience has given us.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrate, and we can celebrate up to 3 days for the Eid al-Fitr. This is a time we celebrate with our families, our friends.
Mm-hmm.
We first make our prayer. We have to do that breakfast in the morning, and then we go to prayer, and we pray together. And we've been praying together during the month of Ramadan, and we make that, and we come together that morning of Eid, and we pray together. Oh, this is a beautiful occasion. You wear your best clothes, you put on your best perfume or cologne or whatever, and you go out and you greet your brothers and sisters and you pray with them. And then you, after the prayer, it's such, you get just the noise, the level of the voices and the laughter and the hugging and the greetings is so profound and so loud, and it's not disturbing, though. It's a good loud. And and then of course you will enjoy each other for the rest of the day, whether you do together with the community or you with your family, whatever the case may be, but you're celebrating. And that celebration is the joy that you feel from this experience that you've had, from this renewal that you've taken yourself through, and the lessons that you've learned, and the knowledge that you've gained,
mm-hmm.
because
that's
what you do. When you're reading the Quran, you're picking up knowledge and gems and pearls and all kind of wonderful things along the way. So, alhamdulillah, this is a wonderful time. And you want your children to feel it, too. So you want to make sure that they're enjoying this time, and that is, and you talked about it, and you've decorated the home, and you've done things and activities for them to make them feel that this time is a special time. So when they grow up, they will always remember how this time felt for them, and then they will want to do it for their children as well. So this is a wonderful time that Eid al-Fitr, or all of them, both of them are beautiful.
Alhamdulillah. No, very well said, and you know, and it's permissible for those of you may not know, it's permissible, it's halal, it's permissible, and it's healthy in terms of culminating with decorations, and also in terms of while the fast is going on, it's a reminder in that regard. Also want to say to our radio listening audience, as a family, those of you parents, you know, you have to let your children know, and you should be reminded that on Eid day, you should make sure you break your fast before going to your local masajids and Islamic centers. As Dr. Salahuddin said, you are to break your fast. You're not to fast on Eid day, even if you have days to make up. You know what days you have to make up, you know, and God, you know. And so you make those days up, you know, but you make those days up after the Eid. You cannot and you should not fast on Eid day, you know, so that you can enjoy whatever days that you were able to fast and all. And then after the Eid day, then you can begin your fast. You have to make those days up. And it's also, it is not far, being obligatory in the month of Shawwal. That if you want additional blessings, that you may fast for 6 more days. And, you know, I've come to the conclusion this year, I love it so much, and I do have 2 days to make up. But after I do that, after the Eid, then I'm looking to do 6 more days. And you don't have to do them consecutively. If you choose to do so, alhamdulillah. If you choose to do 2 weeks, 3 a week, alhamdulillah, and 3 the next week, alhamdulillah. But if you have days to make up, it's imperative that you make those days up, because Allah wants us to experience the wholeness of the fast and all. So we want to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. And Allah loves the believer when they do what is far, and then they seek to do a little bit more, because there's even more blessings in that. This was the sunnah of the Prophet. He always did what was obligatory, but the Prophet always did a little bit more. And also, we should be encouraged to give gifts. Our children, you know, especially the age and stage that they are, you know, they should receive some type of gift. As Dr. Salahuddin has said, it should be a festival time to visit family, to visit friends, community members, to go out to eat. It's a celebration. And it's also recommended that you even visit those who may have transitioned, family and community members that have transitioned. It is a wonderful time of the year. It is a blessed time of the year for the Muslim in terms of celebrating the victory. The victory in terms of nature, the victory over nature that Allah has given to us. And then this, in essence, brings us closer to our Lord and Creator, God's will and His word and His way for us. I want to thank our radio listening audience, because without you, there wouldn't be an IWDM radio and wouldn't be venues such as the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. A special thanks go to you, Dr. Patricia Slaudine, for each and every Wednesday that you're with us, that you share your insight and wisdom. I really, really enjoyed it, especially this evening, late afternoon. It's hard to say when you're talking about 4 o'clock here, 5 o'clock there. And special thanks to our engineer, always Rashid Salam, and always his insight and wisdom that he shares on this platform and also on his own platform, the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. And we want to also bid everyone a blessed Ramadan, and actually want to prematurely extend to you an Eid Mubarak. Well, of course, we'll be back on tomorrow, inshallah, God willing, with the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab and all. So we want to say the beat goes on here. on IWDM Radio, as the Sister Learning Lab will be on tomorrow. And that's with Karan Shakir from the Jewel of the South. That's the ATL. She'll be joining yours truly, Mark Shaheed, Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And we'll be looking at the finality in terms of the positive effect that Ramadan has had on the sacred institution of marriage and those who are aspiring to get married in courtship. And that's going to be an interesting conversation, to say the least. So you want to tune in for that. And it would be the last production that actually would be on, I should say the last production will be on the Ramadan schedule. But it will be at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. So please tune in. Let your family, friends, colleagues know about the finale on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Friday will be Salatu Juma Day, and it may very well be Eid al-Fitr Day from all likelihood. And for those who are immobilized, can't get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio with email Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sayer, and that starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And the last special production culminating in this year of the blessed month of Ramadan will be the MGM Roundtable. I decided to keep it right there in respect that we'll still be fasting later on tonight in all. And we'll look at having one of our very outstanding intellects that I will be dialoguing with in looking at the conclusion of Ramadan. So you don't want to miss that. And that will happen at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. That's the MGM Roundtable, as we'll put a wrap on this blessed month of Ramadan. So you want to tune in and see who's going to be at the roundtable there with Mark Shaheed. And I think you're going to enjoy the conclusion that we will bring to that. And Sunday, the longest-running production is also Imam Michael Mikhail Sahir. Words Make People, the longest-running production, is each and every Sunday afternoon, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. At the beginning of the week, one of our new hosts, been in about 6 weeks now, as my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha. He hosts a production called ABC. It's not like what the Jackson 5 had, as easy as 1, 2, 3, but it's Al-Islam-based conversation. And you know, when you're having a conversation, it's actually 2, 3, 4 or more. And I'm quite sure he would love for you to engage in Al-Islam-based conversation with him. And it starts, and it'll be back to its regular time, a two-hour production, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And last but not least, the very distinguished esteemed host, and he's doubling up tonight, this afternoon, this evening, Rashid Salam, and his off-returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. This is one you got to bring your pen and pad. A lot of great scientific terminology and words and all. But learning about the science and the benefits of your health and also you is very, very important. So please make sure that you tune in, as it will be returning to its regular time next week. Its regular time is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And it's a two-hour production, so you please tune in. Make sure you let all those that you really love, your brothers and sisters, know that the Science of Your Health and Your Learning Lab will be returning to its regular time. And you just heard it live tonight with Dr. Patricia Slaudine and yours truly, Mark Shaheed, the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And next week, God willing, it will return to its regular time at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And we'll pick back up on the outstanding publication that we've been using for months and months now in terms of parenting skills based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, Practical Application for Various Ages by the Bashirs. And I'm quite sure that if you haven't heard, please tune in for that. So with that being said, we want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening in. And we want to say to you that this Shalom is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. A blessed Ramadan, a blessed Eid to you. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. That's all, folks.